Well, good morning once again, and welcome to Firm Foundation Christian Church. We'll be picking up on these five words from Isaiah chapter 52 and verse 7, glad tidings of good things. How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him who brings good news, who proclaims peace, who brings glad tidings of good things, who proclaims salvation, who says to Zion, your God reigns. Your watchmen shall lift up their voices. With their voices they shall sing together, for they shall see eye to eye when the Lord brings back Zion. Break forth into joy. Sing together, you waste places of Jerusalem. For the Lord has comforted his people. He has redeemed Jerusalem. The Lord has made bare his holy arm in the eyes of all the nations, and all the ends of the earth shall see the salvation of our God. Depart. Depart, go out from there. Touch no unclean thing. Go out from the midst of her. Be clean, you who bear the vessels of the Lord. For you shall not go out with haste, nor go by flight, for the Lord will go before you, and the God of Israel will be your rear guard. Every year at this season, we embark upon our journey to the town of Christmas, where it is said, as it is said in Zion, your God reigns. The Lord of the place, a carpenter by trade, but also a public defender, an advocate, and a great physician, welcomes us there. The inn of your heart is there, and Jesus never fails to knock at the door of that place, crying out with a loud voice, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come into him and dine with him, and he with me. But friends, we are 4 weeks away. Having just left Thanksgiving, we must make the journey forward. Let us break forth into joy. Sing together. For Beulah Land, it's just over yonder. This morning we shall chronicle our pilgrimage under three headings, which arise from our text. First, the message proclaimed. Second, the difficulties in the way. And third, the joyous anticipation of Christmas. The message proclaimed. We read in our text, how beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him who brings good news, who proclaims peace, who brings glad tidings of good things, who proclaims salvation. So here we have a twofold proclamation, a proclamation of peace and a proclamation of salvation. The word which God sent to the children of Israel, preaching peace through Jesus Christ, he is Lord of all. Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. And this one shall be the peace. There is no peace apart from Jesus, nor is there salvation in any other. For there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. That if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture says, whoever believes on him will not be put to shame. For there is no distinction between Jew and Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich to all who call upon him. For whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach the gospel of peace, who bring glad tidings of good things. Do you wish to be of useful service to God and man this Christmas season? Well, then come to Christmas proclaiming the message of peace and salvation. No Jesus, no peace. No Jesus, no salvation. Friends, let us not be ignorant, however, that difficulties lie in the way. Governor Bradford writes of the difficulties endured by the pilgrims who sought freedom to worship on earth. These pilgrims experienced perils of hunger, thirst, disease, perils on land, perils on sea, a great betrayal by some of their own countrymen. And yet in 1621, exactly 400 years ago, though only 50, half of their number remained, they invited 90 of their Wampanoag neighbors to come and enjoy a Thanksgiving feast to the Lord. They had a bad year. If anyone thinks 2020 was a bad year and 2021 was a bad year, try 1620. You might see things from a little bit of a different perspective. So how much more so ought we to endure as we journey to a better country? We travel through waste places. And as we travel the days to Christmas, we see that things are just as it was written by Amos in the prophets. Behold, the days are coming, says the Lord God, that I will send a famine on the land, not a famine of bread, nor a thirst for water, but of hearing the words of the Lord. They shall wander from sea to sea, and from north to east. They shall run to and fro, seeking the word of the Lord, but shall not find it. It's amazing how much famine of the word of God we find in our land. And yet we can get anything we want at a keystroke. Will you not be a witness? Do you not hear the still small voice? My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge of the gospel and of God himself. Folks are destroyed, dying in their unbelief. inheriting the pangs and flames of eternal hellfire, which are off to both sides, on the waysides of the path. Depart. Depart. Go out from there. We read in the context of our text. Go out from there. Ask yourself, where is there? Where is there for you? Is it the altar of idolatry? Is it self-righteous pride? Is it compromise and association with sin and sinners? Are you a Christian? You who bear the vessels of the Lord, and yet you live in a virtual or a material or a fantasy world? Has your sin found you out? Did you think you could escape in the sight of your Maker? Is the life that you are following such that it will lead you to earthly consequences? And without repentance, even eternal judgment, or loss of rewards? Why not repent before you reach Christmas? Is your bitter spirit as the poison of a venomous snake, biting and strangling the faith and joy of those around you? To you we proclaim peace, salvation. Hear the word of the Lord and heed it. Are there any weary Christian pilgrims? Perhaps Judas has betrayed you and Demas has forsaken you, but you have held fast your hope in Christ. Perhaps you have seen or you've been a part of a soul being won or reclaimed for the Lord. A prodigal brought home. A child, a beautiful child exercising faith for the first time. In our text, we read of the Christian being upon the mountains. And if there are mountains, there must also be valleys. But take heart as you come to Christmas. Our God is the God of the hills and the valleys. Wait on the Lord and know that He is always with you, before and behind. I love what we read at the outset. For you shall not go out with haste, nor go by flight. For the Lord will go before you, and the God of Israel will be your rear guard. As you go, rejoice. There are glad tidings. Christmas is at hand. Refresh your spirit with the old, old story. May we never get tired of reading these things. But you, Bethlehem, Ephratah, though you are little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of you shall come forth to me the one to be ruler in Israel, whose goings forth are from of old, from everlasting. And the promise does not stop there. Therefore he shall give them up until the time that she who is in labor is given birth. And then the remnant of his brethren shall return to the children of Israel, and he shall stand and feed his flock in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God, and they shall abide. For now he shall be great. He shall be great to the ends of the earth. Thank you. Finally, there is the joyous anticipation of Christmas. I run across a lot of folks, and every so often I'll run across a professing Christian who doesn't like sunsets. You know that commercial? You know, with the people who are just miserably negative. Remember when you were a child and you look forward to receiving a special gift at Christmas. You couldn't wait for Christmas to get here. Is the gift of Jesus Christ any less exciting to you now? Are there any who have lost their awe or who are still not in awe of the birth of the Savior? The one who is peace and who comes as the author and finisher of your salvation? We read this in the book of Job. Are the consolations of God too small for you? And the word spoken gently with you? Why does your heart carry you away? And what do your eyes wink at that you turn your spirit against God and let such words go out of your mouth, even your heart? God has given you his Son to lead you forward. What more do you want? What more do you need? His blood? He's given you that too. Salvation forever. And peace eternal to enjoy now. You need not wait until Christmas to open up your heart to Jesus. To Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the Prince of Peace and the faithful friend. Let us say with Paul, thanks be to God for his indescribable gift. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the gift of your Son, Jesus. We thank you that you sent down your Son as our Savior to do what we couldn't do, to atone for our sins, and to make peace between us and you, Father God. Lord, we pray that these words serve as a wake-up call and a firm challenge to come to Christmas this year with our spirits set aright. Lord, if there are any here who have fallen under the conviction of God the Holy Spirit to come to you through your Son Jesus for the first time, or to turn from those things which they are doing, we thank you that you welcome the repentant sinner with open arms 100% of the time. We thank you that you've given us chance after chance after chance in our lives, that you've borne with us, and that in spite of all our sin, our fears and our failures, you still say, fear not. You go before us, you go with us, and you are our rear guard. Help us to know these things. And to live in light of your truth. We pray that you guide the rest of our service today. Protect the communion table. And guide our fellowship. That in all things, the Savior whom we worship might be magnified. Amen.